This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
The companies that we talk about each and every day, you know, they begin as ideas, maybe in a garage in Silicon Valley or perhaps in a rented office space in Albuquerque. But from that idea to an actual functioning business can be a rocky road, Tim.
Yeah, you got to beg investors for money. You got to manage a growing workforce. You got to figure out how to scale. And ultimately, if you're lucky, you'll get to a successful exit, whether it's an IPO or an acquisition. But it is a tough slog. If only there were a handbook for entrepreneurs.
There actually are. Next guest says he has written one. Ori Levine, he knows a thing or two about building a company. Co-founder of Waze, which, as you know, sold to Google for $1.15 billion back in 2013. He was an investor in Moveit, which Intel bought for $1 billion back in 2020, Tim.
He's got a brand new book out. It's called Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution, a handbook for entrepreneurs. He joins us on the phone from New York City. Ori, how are you? Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm excellent. And yourself?
We're doing well, thanks. We're very pleased. Congratulations on the book as well, Ori. I'm wondering about, starting this idea in terms of, like, you know, thinking about not just this handbook, but about your own journey as an entrepreneur. What does it mean to fall in love with a problem?
So essentially, you know, when you fall in love with the problem remains your North Star of your journey, right? And when you have a North Star, then at the end of the day, you're less likely to do deviations from it and more likely to actually get to your destination. But there is another major part of it, right? Because the story that you're going to tell when it's associated with the problem is way better than the story that is associated with the solution. If we will be here in 2007 and I will tell you that I'm going to build an AI-based crowdsourced navigation system, then you would say, yeah, right, but you don't really care.
Well, what was the problem? What was the problem, though, that you were trying to solve in 2007?
I'm going to help you to avoid traffic jams.
All right, that's... It worked.
And then you do care.
It's pretty, you know, every time, and I am an all-in fan on it. And, you know, I will say my husband's like, kind of laughs at me because when it's like there's a car on the road, I'm like, I hit it and I, you know, contribute to it. You've gotten the world to buy in and help you in this process. Is there something, though, in society, Ori, that you think, though, has changed? We talk so much about the sharing economy, the sharing society. Is there something different that enabled a ways to be created that couldn't have been created maybe 20, 30 years ago, beyond the technology component of it?
You know, I think that in general, people are like to help each other, right? And so we are, in general, people are good. And if you create them the opportunity, then they will be happy to share. They will be happy to create value for others. And the magic of Waze is that we, the drivers, are helping the rest of the drivers to avoid traffic jams and to know what's going on the road. And essentially, it's sort of a social network of drivers that we are helping the rest of the drivers.
What's a problem in today's world that needs to be solved?
Besides that, my puppy needs to be trained.
There's an app for that.
I wish.
There's probably an app for that. Right? But at the end of the day, there are a lot of problems, right? And because when we think of different issues, and by the way, when we started Waze, you know, traffic jams today are more severe than they were when we started Waze. Yeah. And we actually were scheduled, our mission was to help drivers to avoid traffic jams, and traffic jams today are even more severe, right? And so we are not done with addressing mobility, and Moveit actually did a better job in addressing mobility by making public transportation easier. But we're still not done. And, you know, one of my startups is trying to address parking because it's a major issue. And many of my startups, each one of them is trying to address a different problem.
I am curious how you look at some of the companies that were once startups but are now behemoths in the technology space but are having a tough time, a.k.a. Facebook, now Meta, Tesla, Twitter. Like, how do you look at them? Because just because you're a startup and people can be excited and you can do well for a while, it doesn't necessarily mean you have legs. But how do you look at some of these companies as somebody who's created companies and companies with legs?
So let me ask you the following, right? And this is really how fast the world is changing, right? Google and Amazon and Netflix are about 20-something years old, right? And then Tesla and Facebook and Twitter and Airbnb are less than 20 years old. They were amazing entrepreneurs at the beginning that had a mission to change the world. And in their journey, they have made the world a way better place, right? Just imagine that we will have a time machine, and I will send you back 15 years into 2007 or 2008, right? Just before we started, right? And that means that I'm going to take away your iPhone and Waze and Uber and Netflix and pretty much everything that you're using every day. It's unclear that we will survive. So when we create a solution to a real problem, it's guaranteed that we are creating value. And when we create value, we are likely to become successful. Now, whether or not we are looking at the valuations that were here in the last couple of years or the valuations today, it doesn't really make the difference in the value that those companies have created and in the goodness that they have created.
You know, there was a saying that companies oftentimes, like in, you know, before the pandemic, you'd see startups get ridiculous funding rounds and they were in search of a problem to solve. What's one company that you saw or a startup that you saw that you passed funding on because you said, wait a second, this isn't out there solving a problem?
So most of my startups are actually self-made, right? So I was looking at a specific problem and then find the right team or maybe the team came to me very early phase, right? So way before they even started with a problem that they would like to solve. And I basically say, this is a problem worth solving. And so my recommendation will be, think of a problem that is worth solving, a big problem, something that the world will become a better place if you address that. And then ask yourself, who has this problem? Now, if you happen to be the only person on the planet with this problem, then I would say, you know what, go to a shrink. It's going to be way cheaper and faster than building a startup. But if a lot of people actually have this problem, then what you really want to do next is go and speak with those people and understand their perception of the problem. And only then go and build the solution. Now, if you follow this path and your solution works, it's actually guaranteed that you are creating value.
Well,
and the essence of all startups is to figure out what is the value that we are creating.
Got it. Ori, we have to leave it there. Ori Levine, co-founder of Waze, his new book, Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution, a handbook for entrepreneurs, something he knows a lot about. This is Bloomberg.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.